But in 1989, Romania changed again. Communism was not working. The government was in crisis. The economy was in a weak state. People in Romania no longer trusted the system, and they demanded change. Across the country, people started to revolt against the authorities. Many people died in street battles. One of these was the leader of the national rugby team, Florica Murariu. After some time, the revolution finished. A new government took control. But the country faced a difficult future. It would take a long time to recover.
The new situation left the national rugby players with a lot of problems. Many of them no longer had jobs. The state could not pay for their training, and they could not compete with other national teams. They were no longer good enough. This proud rugby nation was suffering. Rugby authorities in other countries were sad to see Romanian rugby in such a bad state. So, they helped in different ways, providing equipment and training and financial aid.